Today I'm going to present my work. I'm Rajiv Rajbhandari and I'm doing PhD under supervision of Dr. Abidi. The title of my work is Evaluation of Quick Spin for Yarn Quality and Dye Uptake Assessment. Dr. Hege and Frank Mulewater are the co-author for this work. This is the outline of my presentation, and it contains background, objective, methods, results, and conclusion. I will deal each of them separately. Let's start with the background. Color is the major consideration in the selection of textile product by the consumers, and dyeing is the traditional way to impart color on the cloth. So the color of the dyed fabric is the result of interaction between the dye and fiber or fabric. The objectives of my research were to assess the effect of fiber maturity on dye uptake and to assess the effect of spinning technology on the dye uptake efficiency. Now, methods. Cotton bales were selected to represent good range of fiber properties, and yarn were produced using the ring spin, rotary spin, and quick spin technology. These yarn were used to produce knitted fabrics. And before dyeing, fabric were scoured and bleached in dyeing bag, and dyeing was done in the same dyeing bag. And after the dyeing, the color of the fabric was read in Macbeth colorimeter. This is a whole dyeing process for the dyeing bag. The dyeing started at room temperature, and salt was added in the rate of 60 gram per liter, and the temperature was raised up to 70 degrees centigrade at the 1.5 degrees centigrade per minute of the rate. At 30 minutes of the dyeing cycle, alkali was added at the rate of 8 gram per liter, and the dyeing process was run for an hour. Then it was drained and rinsed in water for 5 minutes, and the temperature was raised again up to 85 degrees centigrade at the rate of 2.6 degrees centigrade per minute. And then the dyeing process run for 10 minutes, and everything was drained and the dyed fabric was rinsed. Now the most important parts, that's results, and I've divided my results into four parts. The first is effect of maturity on dye uptake on ring spun yarn. This is a figure for delta E as a function of micronair. And traditionally, HFI micronair is used to predict dye uptake, and delta E measures the total color difference between the sample and a reference material, and in our case, the reference material is absolute white. Higher delta E means larger color difference between the sample and reference, which translate into darker shade, that is higher dye uptake. And in this figure, we can see that delta E increases as the micronair increases. Now this is a figure for KOVS as a function of micronair, and KOVS is defined as a ratio of coefficient of absorption to the coefficient of scattering, and is calculated with the equation over there, and R is the minimum reflectance at specific wavelength. KOVS, which is used in textile as analogous to the absorbance used in Beers-Lambert law. And in this figure, we can see that the KOVS, which is the color strength, increases as the micronail increases. Now the dyeing response on knitted fabric produced from rotary spun yarn. This is an ANOVA table for delta E. Here we can see that the micronair yarn count and the interaction between the micronair and yarn count has a significant effect on delta E. And we can see this in a graphical form over here. Delta E as a function of micronair. We can see here as higher the micronair, higher the dye pickup, so delta E is high. This is a delta E as a function of yarn count. 16 being the coarser yarn and 20 being the finer yarn. Coarser yarn, 16, which is the yarn count 16, which is the coarser yarn, is more mature, so it picks more dye, so that the delta is high in comparison to the finer yarns. we can see here delta E as a function of micronair for different yarn count. Higher the micronair and coarser the yarn count is, higher the delta E. Now this is an ANOVA for Q over S. Here, again, the micronair has a significant effect on Q over S. So the mature cotton fixes higher amount of dye compared to less mature cotton, which we can see here in the graphical form that Q over S as a function of micronair, and higher the micronair, higher the color strength of the fabric. Q over S as a function of micronair with different yarn count. Here we can say that the higher the micronair, higher the color strength for every yarn count. Now the dyeing response on knitted fabric produced from quick spin yarn. This is the ANOVA for delta E again, and the micronair has a significant effect on delta E again. So the similar conclusion could be made for the knitted fabric produced from quick spin yarn, and the major parameters that affect dye uptake is the type of cotton, that is fiber maturity. So therefore, yarns produced from quick spin could be used to take test for dye uptake efficiency. So the same results over here, delta E as a function of micronair. Higher the micronair, higher the delta E for different kinds of yarn count. The ANOVA table for Q over S, micronair has a significant effect on Q over S again. We can see over here, Q over S as a function of micronair, higher the dye pickup, so higher the Q over S for all kind of yarn count. Now this is a coefficient of determination. From this R value, we can say that there is a linear relationship between delta E and Q over S of the fabric made from rotor spun yarn and fabric made from quick spun yarn. And it is quite obvious that quick spun yarn can be used to evaluate the dye uptake. Now this is the percent adjustion of reactive blue versus the dyeing time. And here we can see that the percent adjustion of dyed knitted fabric from quick spun yarn versus the percent adjustion of dyed knitted fabric from quick spun yarn. For this, we did the dyeing in Humatrix dyeing system. These three figures are the component of a Humatrix dyeing system. The first one is data color, where we put the dye and fabric in the vertical cylinder, and these parts are interconnected with the white tubes, the small white tubes, and these white tubes go to the UVB spectrophotometer and PS meter on the pump. The spectrophotometer gave us the data that from which we calculate the dye concentration as a function of time. From this data, we calculate the percent adhesion, and we plot the graph percent adhesion versus time. And the equation for percent adhesion we use is this one, where C0 is the initial concentration and Cp is the concentration at time t. This is a whole dyeing process for Humatrix dyeing system. The dyeing was started at the room temperature, and the temperature was raised up to 38 degrees centigrade at the rate of 1.5 degrees centigrade per minute. There was a hold for 15 minutes, and the temperature was again raised up to 82 degrees centigrade. At 52 minutes, 50 gram of salt was added in 4 spray, each being 12.5 gram. And after the first dose of the salt, the rest of the dose were added at 7 minute interval. And after the 15 minute of the last dose of salt, 25 gram of alkali was added in again 4 split, each being 6.25 gram. And after the first dose of alkali, the rest of the dose were added at every 7 minute interval. And the dyeing process was near about 120 minutes, and then the solution was drained and the dyed fabric was rinsed. This is the percent adhesion of reactive blue on the fabrics from ring spun yarn, which is red dot, And from the quick spinning yarn, which is in the black square over here for the micro needle having 4. When we plot the percent exertion as a function of dyeing time, here we can see that until we add salt, the percent exertion is nearly about 0. The first peak in the dyeing isotherm is due to the addition of salt, and the second one, second peak in the dyeing isotherm is due to the addition of alkali, which help in the fixation of dye to the fabric. At the final, the percent exertion for the quick spin and ring spin is nearly about the same. It's 76 for ring spin and 80% for quick spin. So we can conclude that there are no significant effect of the type of spinning technology on dye uptake of the yarn, and the only parameters that affect the dye uptake efficiency is fiber maturity. And at last, I would like to acknowledge Bear Crop Science for the funding to perform this research. Thank you for your presence, and if you have any questions and suggestions, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, we have time. We have a few minutes for questions. So go ahead.
You mentioned that the machine has a low-mid effect on the dye uptake, but the only parameter affecting the dye uptake is the macromere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the macromere is certainly the major parameter affecting the dye uptake, but have you ever considered that the cotton variety could have impact on dye uptake, even if the same exact same macromere? Have you considered this factor?
Yeah, it might have the different in dye uptake, but we haven't done that. We can do
that's
that.
A very interesting area. The cotton variety of dye uptake.
Yeah, we can do that. Depend upon the funding and everything.
That's a big difference. We have conducted these tests in Brazil. That's a big difference from what we're writing to the other.
Very big difference.
For example, cotton from Argentina dye is much better than all the varieties we use.
So it's a very valuable question.
Thank you.
We now have a PhD student working on this area. And then in the next week, why? Because of what? How will it impact on it?
Yeah. I mean, it's really more complex than,
you need a lot of knowledge in this. Yeah, it is. Very interesting. Right. But understanding the technique is more complex.
Yeah. So if you go down to the chemical structure, you know, okay, the dye is fixed on the syllables, okay? So the amount of syllables is related to how much the fiber material and the macromere, although, the macromere is not directly driven from the fiber material, so it's fine enough to measure it. That the dye is only fixed on the cellulose that is in the amorphous regions. Okay, so we take different varieties; they may have different organization, the way it's organized. So that's the reason why they may be different in the dye, although they may have the same amount of cellulose. So if you take a fiber with the same microfibers with some microlayer, let's say 4.2, so at the end, that's the reason why we are interested. Not on how much is being picked, but how quickly the dye is being picked. That's where the percentage of is very interesting. If you are following up how the dye is being fixed by the fiber. So, and that's the reason why fiber maturity is not how much cellulose you have in there, how much cellulose, and how well cellulose is organized or not organized. So that's but the reason why I think it's more complex structure than.
And following this question, my second question is that because actually the macromere is not the combination of fiber maturity and binding. So to better reflect the maturity factor on dye uptake, I mean suggesting that you take a separate measurement of binding and maturity separately, not by combination. Our expert on cotton scale and cotton scale is here.
I have a copy of that. So, when we started this project, it was funded only for one specific reason, to see could we, because, the breeders, normally they want to know if this fiber is going to pick more or less. So normally they have 15 grams of fiber, 10 grams of fiber, and of course, trying to go through a commercial process, rim spinning, and then producing. It's really, so with a quick spin, you can produce a yarn from 10 grams of fiber. That's really good. So, and then if you are interested in the uptake, so you produce the yarn from the small amount, and then you can say, well, yes, this one is recovered or not. So, but later, you know, and it all depends on the funding, they're going down and, you know, segregating the fiber space on the micro net, the fiber net, and the chemical structure, which, you know, trying to see which one has higher percentage and lower percentage, probably cottons from different, you know, regions, and see, you know, how it's equalized.
All right. Thank you, Rajiv.
Thank you very much.